Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, good evening. Looks like I have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Don, Auntie Bed. And we have Mother May and Sister Loretta. Okay, and I think I had Auntie Dot, you were going to lead us with 2 Samuel 23. You can go ahead and start saying that while we wait.
Okay.
Words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, "And the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said, The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, The Rock of Israel spake to me, He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And he shall be as the light of the morning, when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass, springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. For this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and the staff of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in the same place. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had, the Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Abinol, the Ethnite. He lifted up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were drawn away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day. And the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agee, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground. ...of the ground, and defended it, and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory. And 3 of the 30 chief went down, and came to David in the harvest time, unto the cave of Adullam. And the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in an hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the 3 mighty men brake through the host of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it, and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these 3 mighty men. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief among 3. And he lifted up his spear against 300 and slew them, and had the name among 3. Was he not most honorable of 3? Therefore he was their captain. Howbeit, he attained not unto the first 3. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man, of Kabteel, who had done many acts, he slew 2 lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. And he slew an Egyptian, a goodly man, and the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff, and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among 3 mighty men. He was more honorable than the 30, but he attained not to the first three. And David set him over his guard. And Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo, of Bethlehem. Shammah, the Harodite. Elikah, the Harodite. Heletz, the Paltite. Irah, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite. Abiezer, the Anethothite. Mebunai, the Hushathite. Salmon, the Ahohite. Maharai, the Netophathite. Heled, the son of Baanah, a Netephothite. Ittai, the son of Ribai, out of Gibeah, of the children of Benjamin. Benaiah, the Pirathonite. Hidai, of the brooks of Gaash. Abialbon, the Arbathite. Atzmavet, the Barhumite. Eliahaba, the Sha'albonite. Of the sons of Yashen, Jonathan. Shama, the Hararite. Ahiam, the son of Sharar, the Hararite. Eliphelet, the son of Ahasbai, the son of the Ma'akathite. Eliam, the son of Ahithophel, the Gilonite. Hetrai, the Carmelite. Pa'arai, the Arbite. Igal, the son of Natan, of Zobah. Bani, the Gadite. Pelek, the Ammonite. Nahari, the Be'erothite. Armor-bearer to Joab, the son of Zeruiah. Irah, an Ithrite. Gareth, an Ithrite. Uriah, the Hittite. 37 in all.
Amen.
Second.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Ready. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, awesome, awesome. We're going to go ahead and proceed. We did not have any other joiners, so let's make sure I got everybody. Okay, I guess not. Okay, I'm going to just recap and do a roll call, make sure I didn't miss anybody. We got Sister Loretta, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Mother May, and myself, Sister Angela. So I just want to say good evening again to everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Alrighty. Welcome to the Nellum Family and Friends Weekly Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. We're going to have the opening prayer led by Auntie Carrie.
All right. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. The only wise God, the creator of the heaven and earth. We thank you for another day and at this time to read your word and to apply to our life daily. Give each of us a clear mind, a clean heart, and revive the right spirit within us. We ask this in your son's name. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that blessing of the line, Auntie Carrie. Beautiful prayer. All righty. Well, I want to say happy Palm Sunday to everyone.
The same to you.
All righty. Just a recap, as you all know, Palm Sunday commemorates Jesus Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem, which was also marking the first day of the Holy Week. This event took place towards the end of Jesus' days on earth before being crucified. So Palm Sunday teaches us to be grateful to Christ for loving us. It calls on us to seek to love God in return. It also teaches us the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is a story of love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Angela just realized she forgot to do something. And that's my song. I don't. I'm going to skip the worship song because Hubert's not here, and I'm not going to have anything that degrades the quality of that. So if he gets here shortly, we will go forward with the song. But for now, we're going to go ahead and do our round table Bible verses and teaching, and then and if necessary, maybe we'll play one song at the end of the service. So. Righty. So, amen. Let's go ahead and get started. We're going to let the devil get into our story here today. All righty. I'm going to start off with Auntie Carrie. You have any good news you would like to share this evening?
Yes. Yes. Proverbs 15, a false answer turn away wrath, but a grievous word stir up anger. The tongue of the wise man uses knowledge, all right, but the mouth of a fool pours out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. Behold, the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but a perversion therein is breached in the spirit. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. In the house of the righteousness much treasure, but in the reverence of the wicked is trouble. The lip of the wise displease knowledge, disperse knowledge, but the heart of a fool does not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination unto the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he that loveth him follow after his righteousness. Correction is grievousness unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Proverbs 15. Alrighty. Next I have Sister Loretta. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, my reading is from Psalms 28. And it goes on to say, to you, Lord, I call. You are my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me, for if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands towards your mighty holy place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with their neighbors, but harbor malice in their heart. Repay them for their deeds and for their evil works. Repay them for what their hands have done, and bring back on them what they deserve. Because they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord and what his hands have done. He will tear them down and never build them up again. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed ones. Save your people and bless your inheritance. He be their shepherd and carry them forever. Amen.
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 Thank you, Loretta, for that reading out of Psalm 28. Next I have Auntie Dot. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. He shall fold his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonder among all people. For the Lord is great and greater to be praised. He is to be fearless above all gods. For all that the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord all kindness of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring in an offering and come into his court. O worship the Lord in the beautiful holiness. Hear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord resides, the word also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people rightness. Let the heathen rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roll and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, all that is in there. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge his word with righteousness and the people with his truth. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All righty. We did have some more callers to join. We have Auntie Marie.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And we have Brother. We also have Brother Hubert. Good evening.
Good evening.
And Brother Brian, are you joining or are you just a listener?
All right,
we have Brian as a listener. But Brian, got to turn your microwave off. And you eat after we get to all righty. Okay, we'll go ahead and continue on. We're in the first round, and we're going to start with IT Betty. Do you have any good news you would like to share?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Colossians. Chapter 1, verse 15 to 20. Christ is the visual image of the invisible God. He exists before anything that was created and is supreme for all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heaven realm and on earth. He made the thing that we can see and the thing we can't see, such as throne, kingdom, rulers, authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is the first in everything. For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ. And through him, God reconciled everything unto him. He made peace in everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. I apologize. I didn't get the Bible book that you came from.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 through 20.
Thank you. So, thank you for that reading.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Next I have... Mother May, you have any good news you would like to share this evening?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, 1 through 8, the right season. Life can be filled with delay, and despite of our effort to plan and strategy, for too often our plan fails and our strategy are less than tragic. We seem to wind up a day late and a dollar short. It is not that God has forsaken us or forgotten us. It is not that we have desired the wrong thing. We have simply desired it at the wrong time. As a lad growing up in Ohio, I was always curious about the possibility of growing corn in our backyard. One day when spring was just about to turn, I bought a 10-cent packet of corn seed. Although the late March ground seemed rather hard, undeterred, I took spade in hand and placed my corn. I wanted to surprise my parents with the first corn of summer and gain their approval for my industry work. After some time, I saw the first green shoot of promise, and as spring wore on, the determined stalk focused its way up to stand in the warmth of the sun. For all of my hard work and hope, however, my harvest was a diminutive stalk with small ears and hard grain of corn. Although the nutrients for growth were present in the ground, I had simply planted the seed too soon. I had planted and caring for my crop and designed ways in which I would proudly show others the garden of my harvest. Nevertheless, I had planted corn in the wrong season. The teacher remind us that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to plant and a time to uproot. We may have plans to achieve certain goals, to establish a relationship, to purchase a home, to plan a marriage, to pursue a special job, but what we seek today may not be in harmony with God. Season for us, we must not despair for keeping it in the timekeeping. A hand is a season when we shall experience all that he has promised for us. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mother, out of Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. All righty, moving right along. Auntie Marie, do you have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yeah, we come out of Mark, starting at the 6th chapter. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him was amazed. Where did this man get these things? They asked, What this wisdom that has been given him? What are these remarkable miracles he is performing? Is this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are his sisters here with us? And they took off at him. Jesus said to them, a prophet not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own home. He would not do any rem- mock him. He will not do any miracle there except the Lord lay his hand on a few sick people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village. Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you, Auntie Marie, for that reading out of Mark. I will go next. I'm going to kind of continue on with a little bit about Palm Sunday, but I'm going to come out of Luke. Where am I? Luke 9:51 through the end of that chapter. And it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Amen.
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 And next I have Brother Hugh. Do you have any good news?
Yes, I found the book of Matthew, chapter 13, starting at verse 36. Parable of the weeds explained. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, explain to the parable of the weeds and seed. He answered, the one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. And the good seed stands for the Son of the Kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age. And the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father, who have ears, let him hear. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then, in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kind of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angel will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. He said to them, therefore, every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who bring out of his storehouse new treasure as well as old. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for sharing the words out of Matthew 13, 36 through 52. Amen. Okay. I'm just making sure nobody else. And that concludes our round, the first round today. I did want to find out, were there anyone else added to the sick and shut-in list besides the family of Hazel Nellum? Yes, I did want to add Fifi. Okay. Just a second, guys. Let me add these. Alrighty, was there anyone removed from the list last week? I have Auntie Wiley, James Richardson, Uncle Dave Lowe, Commissioner Sylvia Ball, Tanja Richardson, Jackie Johnson, Joseph, Daniel Lowe, Family and Friends, Caroline, Marianne Lowe, Brian Tompkins, Shremar, Nasir Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and Family, Hazel Kelly, Auntie Betty and Family, Sister Shirley and Family, Ezekiel Kylo and Family, Hazel Nellums and Nafia Suma. Is there anyone I need to be removing from that list?
Amen.
Okay. I am going to add the Mary Lowe's on there, too. Okay. Yeah, I was asking, making sure I had Dave and Mary on there. They are on the list. Okay? Amen.
Amen.
All right. And we're going to go ahead and move into prayer. If Angela can get to her prayer. Lord, guys, we do have some background noise. It's very hard for me to talk. So if you guys are not speaking, if you can mute your phones, that would really be helpful. Okay. Sounds like, thank you, guys, whoever did that. Thank you. Lord Jesus, here we are again asking you to do what only you can do in our lives, Father God. The scriptures tells us that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the God who performs miracles, Father. So do a miracle in us. Heal all our loved ones and family and friends that we just listed for you and anyone that's not on that list, Father God, that are in the need of a prayer. Heal us through and through. Deliver us from our tendency towards anxiety and worry, Father God, and show them how you fight for them. Give them a vision for what a healthy, healed us looks like and help them to go after that tenacity and purpose that you have for them, Father God. Take our efforts and multiply them, Father. Our soul waits for you to do what only you can do. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so now we have birthdays. April 10th through the 16th. Oh, Auntie Carrie on the 13th.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, happy birthday. I have Ursula on the 12th. That's my niece, Ursula Tompkins. Ursula. I think all the ones I have now are going to start next week. What are you saying, Mother?
Oh, everybody will celebrate Thursday.
What's the date? The 14th. All righty. So, like we're going to have a host up next week, so I'm good, and we're going to have a big party.
So, all right. Who brought you a cake?
I did, too. I don't know, I think I might want that velvet cake that you be making over there. All right. So, who do I have singing birthdays? Auntie Dot, unless you did it last week, you haven't been in a while.
It ain't been that long. Oh, okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Great God. My book is there. All right. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and move our second round, and again, this is an opportunity for everyone to share a testimony, a poem, or song, or praise, or if you want to share another verse, you are welcome to do that as well. If not, just say pass when I call your name. Let's start off with Auntie Marie. Auntie Marie?
Yes. She must be on mute.
Okay, we'll come back. How about you, Brother Hubert?
Yeah, I'm going to sing one verse of this song I love. Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints come marching in, oh, when the saints, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Now to start the second round off, Hubert. Amen.
Right.
All right. Next we have... Mother May, you have any good news you would like?
I just want to read this prayer right here. Said, dear Lord, in the midst of everyday joy and pain,
struggle and opportunity. Grant us the patience to learn this discernment. Teach us to listen with the third ear to you and your word. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer, Mother. Okay, next I have Auntie Di. Any good news you would like to continue to share this evening?
I pass.
All righty. Auntie Carrie?
Oh, I'm going to try to sing this song.
Amen.
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 The song is Oh, I Want to See Him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to see him, look up on his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares are past, home at last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through this land, singing as I go, pointing soul to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul, within, without. But my Lord, lead me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him, look up on his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares at last, home at last, evermore to rejoice. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie.
Amen.
Next I have you, Loretta. You have any news you would like to share?
I would like to share once again 1 Corinthians 13. It goes on to say, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, and it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hope, and always persevere. So love never fails. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now, we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now, these are three remains faith. These are the three remains, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Loretta, for sharing 1 Corinthians 13 with us. All righty. The next I have Auntie Betty.
I pass.
All righty. I'll come back to Auntie Marie.
Yes, I am coming out of John 14th chapter. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If there were not so, I would have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and pick you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes into the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. So now you do know him and have seen him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing verse 14 with us, Auntie Marie. Amen. Okay, well, that actually concludes our program for this evening. So as we move forward, I just wanted to touch base with everyone that next Sunday is Easter Sunday. So do we want to have a call, or do we want to resume the week of the 24th? Mother votes to I have a call next week. Anyone else?
I vote to have it.
Okay, one and one.
I just thought the quiet one agreed we're having it.
Huh?
I thought the one that wasn't voting agreed to having it.
Okay, so we only got one person that doesn't want to have it. Okay.
So who is that? May?
Mother May.
Oh, okay.
We are having a dinner at Sunday church, after church Sunday, so yeah. That'll be really hard to get back here by 5.
Well, just cancel then.
And I'm at, I mean, y'all can still have it, you know, it's just Angela won't be able to be there.
Okay, we need a vote.
That's what I started out. Okay, I'm going to go down the line. Auntie Betty? No, I'm going down the line, Loretta. Auntie Betty, yay or nay?
I'm having coffee next weekend.
So nay.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Auntie Dot?
Either way with me, but if everybody votes no,
Carrie?
I go with no.
It's all right. Either way with me. I don't have any plans.
Okay, Loretta, it was because Mom was, no, I can't be there. Auntie Marie?
I won't be there.
Okay, and
yes.
Oh, Lord.
What he would say?
Yeah.
Yes.
He would say yes.
Okay, that's 4 yes.
And 4 and 4 again. We tied again. But you know what? You guys can go ahead and have the call. Loretta's there. Loretta can lead the call, and it can still. And then if we can all join later before the call ends, that's fine as well. So we can do that if that's what you guys want to do.
Did you hear that to me?
She said no. Yes,
she
I did.
No.
She said no.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll run the program next week, so we'll be on at 8 o'clock.
All right. All right.
Okay, so do you guys volunteer for certain parts?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to do the second Samuel? And that is it 24?
I do it.
Okay, second Samuel, 24, Auntie Dot. And then the opening prayer?
I'll do it.
Oh, here we go. The opening prayer, Auntie Dot.
Okay.
How about the closing? You want to do that one, Auntie Dot? Closing prayer?
I'll do
no,
it.
No, them Auntie Carrie.
Yeah, Scary. Okay, all right. Okay, so we got Auntie Dot for the Second Samuel, Hubert opening, and Auntie Carrie for the close. All right.
Amen.
Before we go into our last song, our only song of the day, but we did have some beautiful voices sing for us today. That was just a compensation for what happened earlier. But do anybody have anything else they would like to share before we do that? And we also have Loretta, you're going to do the closing, right? You want to go forward with that?
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful time that we have shared with everyone as well as you. And we want to thank you for filling this place with joy and peace. As we close this program tonight, we ask you, Lord, to walk with us everywhere we go. Help us to keep your words in our hearts that we may not sin against you. Through Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.
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 Okay. The song that I have to close us out is one of the songs that you guys recommended to listen to last week, and it was a recommendation by Auntie Janet. The title of the song is The Love of God. The group that's singing it is Mercy Me.
Okay.
Give me a second. Turn on the speaker.
Before the song start, I want to say hello, Brian.
Hey, Marcy. God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches God gave his son to win. His erring child, he reconciled and bought him from his sin. I'm
Amen, amen. What a beautiful song.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The love of God. Amen.
Amen. All righty. Well, I'm going to go ahead and just do the conclusion. And as always, we thank you, God, for all the things that you do in our lives. Oh, I just had something I wanted to say. Oh, there it is. Though we are incomplete, God loves us completely. Though we are imperfect, he loves us perfectly. Just remember that as we go into our days over the next week, and just pray that God continue to remind us of his power and his grace for us. And we continue to grow and inspire and protect us as we leave. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Have a great week, everyone. Love you guys, and have a happy Easter Resurrection Day, everyone.
Same to you all.
Happy Easter, everyone. We love you.
Happy Easter, everyone. We love you all too.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.